GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. When they told us that State Senator Dana Dow would be calling in from the furniture capital of Maine, I said, which one? Which side of Route 1 in Waldoboro? Dana, welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Which side of Route 1 in Waldoboro are you on this morning?
I'm on the original side, the original Dow Furniture side this morning.
All right. Are you sitting in that big Adirondack chair?
Not in this temperature. That's outdoors.
No, I wouldn't want to be sitting outside this morning. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
I'm fine.
We heard Governor Mills mention broadband during her State of the State. And then we got a note from your office that said that there's been some talk about expanding broadband. There's been some plans, and then some say there haven't been some plans, and we wanted to get some insight from you.
I'm interested in seeing some more decisive plans other than here's some money, now go out and spend it. The way we're doing it right now is where we've got a 1,000-piece puzzle, and we're filling in a piece here and there, and it doesn't necessarily make any sense the way we're doing it. I want to see a plan, because this is very important. To me, this is important, and I'm going to speak as a businessman. I'm not going to speak as a Republican leader. Broadband, to me, is the next issue behind the highways that need to be dealt with, and we need a good plan to move forward with, instead of just taking what I call a measly $15 million, which to me is like a nickel. Here's a nickel. This will help please you and shut you up for a while. We need a plan to develop this in the state because it's so important economically.
I can't pretend to be any expert in this field at all. I look at it. I have it. My understanding is that 95% of Maine has broadband coverage, only 10% underserved. Is that even close to being accurate? But I look at Bangor, they've got it. I looked at all of the towns. It's plenty of broadband service in Maine. Where is the problem?
The problem is we have this three-ring binder that we spent a ton of money on, and we're not hooked in it. It comes right by the town of Waldoboro. We're not hooked in yet. So there are plans by several towns in Lincoln County that I represent to get hooked into it in the next few years. But I'm looking for a big push right from the beginning to really get us connected good. It's the high-speed broadband that we're missing out on, and the stuff that's real modern that we need to compete in the world today. That's what's missing. So I'm not sure about your 90% statistics.
State Senator Dana Dow, the Republican of Waldoboro here, we talk about trying to get broadband to where it needs to be in a very rural state. What has kept us from coming up with a viable, actionable plan? Has it been politics? Has it been money? Has it been just someone falling asleep at the switch?
I think we need to have a vision of where this state wants to go. And having lived in the state my entire life, the vision that I've seen consistently carried out is how good a welfare state can we be, instead of how good a business state can we be that keeps our people working in better, higher-paying jobs. The problem, and you just had a discussion about firemen, this is all part of the economic problem. When you discourage businesses from growing, from coming to Maine, or setting up, then people leave, and they leave because they've got to go out and find jobs, and there's plenty of statistics out there that show just exactly how many people have had to leave. But it's all related. If we don't pay attention to the economy first, then everything else falters. And when we've become concentrated on welfare, then we take money away from permanent solutions for these people so that we can get them out of the welfare rolls and into jobs.
Well, lawmakers were discussing a bill Tuesday which would expand broadband across the state. It would require more data to be collected on where public money is going in public-private broadband expansion. I know she was on the other day with us. Shenna Bellows has a bill in there that Maine needs to grow internet access to keep up with other states. What came out of it? Were you there when they discussed this bill?
No, I was not there when that was discussed. As the Republican leader in the Senate, I'm all over the place with meetings all everywhere. So I can get to some, but I can't get to all of them.
Okay.
I wasn't there, but I'm just trying to say that we need a good basic backbone plan of where we're going to go. Let's not just fill in this 1,000-piece puzzle a dot at a time, and hopefully that'll do the job, but it won't do the job. Having a discussion with a good banker, he said at the rate we're going, we're never going to get it done. So there needs to be a major push. Instead of having all of these bonds for $4 million for this and $5 million for that, we ought to take a good look. In my opinion, this is me speaking as a businessman, we ought to be taking a look at one big structural bond for broadband and forget a lot of the others. And if they're important, and some of those $4 and $5 million ones are, they need to be funded out of the general fund instead of always looking to borrow money to do these little projects.
Dana, I'm not sure, and I'm probably speaking out of turn on this, but if I saw a great big chunk of bond money coming down the turnpike for broadband, and I'm representing Wallagrass, and I got a couple of vocal constituents, I'm going to be making every wheeling and dealing possible handshake and exchange in order to get some of that chunk of change. And that's going to keep some of that money going from the service sectors where most of the people are, the Lewiston Auburns, the Bath Brunswicks, the Portland, South Portland, Bangor, Augusta Gardner. How do we make sure that politics don't get in the way of actually stringing the broadband to where it's needed most to bring in the businesses that will bring us the good jobs?
Well, that's part of the problem. We don't have a plan. Maybe the plan is that the communities around Bangor need to be concentrated on. We don't know that because of the haphazard system that we have of awarding money to whoever is ready for it, wherever they are. We just don't have a good, solid, major statewide overview. We ought to have a map that looks like a weather map that has dark blue for concentrations of where we need it, lighter colors where we're doing pretty good, but we don't even have that. We don't have a strategic plan to get this, what I consider one of the most important functions that we need to be doing to improve the economy of the state of Maine.
Where I came up with my 95%, it came from a group called Broadband Now, and they do have a map, and they were showing everybody in Maine covered. It's kind of confusing that they're saying only 10% of Maine is underserved, but I'm not sure what they mean by underserved. Now, they give it speeds, right, Rick? 95.3% of Mainers have access to wired broadband that's 25 Mbps or faster.
Yeah, I want to see all those statistics. If you want to sell a program to the people of the state of Maine on any kind of bond issue, we need to be educated as to what it is we're trying to provide, what it is we're going to do, where the money is needed, and how we're going to do it. And that's what I don't see. I don't see that kind of a plan out there for everybody to take a look at. You know, we can say the statistics for employment are such and such, and they include a lot of people that are working 20 hours a week or working at lower-paid jobs. So
sounds like we need one of them blue-ribbon commissions to get together and come up with a report.
Oh, boy.
But every time we have another blue ribbon commission on broadband in our state, is that going to get the job done, Dana?
We need some leadership somewhere that'll do something like that. But we don't need a commission that's going to file a report and then just collect dust. I mean, we've got dozens and dozens of tax reform plans out there. They're all sitting on a shelf. I'm sure the answer to tax reform is in one or some of them somewhere, but we do these things and don't pay attention. This is too important a topic to let go. It would be next on my list after the state highway system.
Our friend Tim Varney right now is probably wrapping duct tape around his head. He has he's a friend of our program. He has Premium Choice Broadband, where they can use technology, antennas, satellites, and they can cover huge chunks of area where wires don't go. But I don't know if that's the broadband and the speed that's necessary. We got mountains in the way, but I think that should be part of the discussion until private and public get together on this one. We don't know. Dana, are you going to be the guy to take point on this?
I'm going to be pushing pretty hard on this. I've got to sell some of the ideas to my own caucus. We talk a lot about spending in Augusta, and to me, spending needs to be targeted. I just don't like the shotgun approach. I was asked to come in and have a discussion about upcoming supplementary budget and bond package, and the discussion really is, are you going to help us spend the money? And it's like, spend the money where?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.